from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suicide bombing in Syria. Syrian state television reports a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in Tahrir Square in central Damascus, killing at least 18 people and wounding many more. Syrian security forces said they had pursued three car bombers, destroying two at the entrance to the city before they could do any additional damage. Saudi Arabia and its allies in a diplomatic dispute with Qatar said today that they would extend by 48 hours a deadline for Qatar to comply with their demands. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed diplomatic and commercial links with Doha on June the 5th, accusing the government of supporting terrorism in an alliance with Iran. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis spoke with VOA about the possibility of more sanctions on Doha.
In many respects, the sanctions already imposed are extremely severe in terms of the land, sea, and air blockade, the withdrawal of diplomatic relations, suspending their membership in the Gulf Cooperation Council, which is an important strategic and economic alliance. It's hard to think what additional sanctions could be imposed short of actual war.
Qatar has denied the other Arab nations' accusations and said such terrorism charges are baseless. French President Emmanuel Macron is back in Mali, where he and the so-called G5 Sahel, Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mauritania, and Niger, want to form a regional anti-jihadist force. They would bolster the 4,000 French troops and the 11,000 UN peacekeepers already operating in the region. Macron is expected to announce that France fully supports the establishment of the regional force. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says a rapidly spreading cholera outbreak in Yemen has claimed 1,500 lives since April and is suspected of affecting 246,000 people. The WHO's representative in Yemen says the number of suspected cases in the country's second outbreak of cholera in 6 months has multiplied tenfold in the last 2 months. One of the WHO's partners in the fight against cholera in Yemen is UNICEF. Its deputy representative in Yemen, Dr. Sharon Varkey, talks about what's being done. We'll try to have that report for you later on. The WHO says one quarter of those killed by the disease in Yemen are children. President Trump discussed the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear program in separate phone calls with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. At this week's G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, Mr. Trump will hold bilateral meetings with the Chinese and Japanese leaders, plus South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Russian President Vladimir Putin to further discuss North Korea. Chinese state media said Xi told Trump negative factors have affected U.S.-China relations and that Xi hopes Trump will appropriately handle Taiwan-related issues according to the One China principle. The U.S. Pacific Fleet had no comment on China's statement or specifics about the destroyer's operations. The United States on Sunday lifted a laptop ban on flights from Abu Dhabi, saying a large United Arab Emirates airline had already tightened security measures. Henry Hartefeld is a travel industry analyst with the Atmosphere Research Group.
They are believed to include a need for more detailed screening of checked baggage, more thorough screening of passengers' carry-on bags. There could be passenger profiling. Understandably, the Department of Homeland Security doesn't want a lot of the security detail released because if it did, those who would do harm would know what they are and try to get around it.
Abu Dhabi was one of 10 airports in the Middle East and Africa with flights to the U.S. where the laptop ban was imposed in March. Electric car maker Tesla says its much-anticipated car for the masses will go on sale on Friday. CEO Elon Musk made the announcement today on Twitter. The car will be priced starting at roughly $35,000 and seat 5 passengers with a 133-kilometer range on a single charge. It's being described as sporty with a 0 to 60 mile-per-hour acceleration in under 6 seconds. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca wrote. Reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.